Verse 20. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one. Here the apostle briefly compares the two mediators, Moses and Christ. A mediator, says Paul, is not a mediator of one. He is necessarily a mediator of two, the offender and the offended. Moses was such a mediator between the law and the people who were offended at the law. They were offended at the law because they did not understand its purpose. That was the veil which Moses put over his face. The people were also offended at the law because they could not look at the bare face of Moses. It shone with the glory of God. When Moses addressed the people, he had to cover his face with that veil of his. They could not listen to their mediator, Moses, without another mediator, the veil. The law had to change its face and voice. In other words, the law had to be more tolerable to the people. Thus covered, the law no longer spoke to the people in its undisguised majesty. It became more tolerable to the conscience. This explains why men fail to understand the law properly, with the result that they become secure and presumptuous hypocrites. One of two things has to be done. Either the law must be covered with a veil, and then it loses its full effectiveness, or it must be unveiled, and then the full blast of its force kills. Man cannot stand the law without a veil over it. Hence, we are forced either to look beyond the law to Christ, or we go through life as shameless hypocrites and secure sinners. Paul says, a mediator is not a mediator of one. Moses could not be a mediator of God only, for God needs no mediator. Again, Moses could not be a mediator of the people only. He was a mediator between God and the people. It is the office of a mediator to conciliate the party that is offended and to placate the party that is the offender. However, Moses' mediation consisted only in changing the tone of the law to make it more tolerable to the people. Moses was merely a mediator of the veil. He could not supply the ability to perform the law. What do you suppose would have happened if the law had been given without a mediator and the people had been denied the services of a go-between? The people would have perished, or in case they had escaped, they would have required the services of another mediator to preserve them alive and to keep the law in force. Moses came along and he was made the mediator. He covered his face with a veil, but that is as much as he could do. He could not deliver men's consciences from the terror of the law. The sinner needs a better mediator. That better mediator is Jesus Christ. He does not change the voice of the law, nor does he hide the law with a veil. He takes the full blast of the wrath of the law and fulfills its demands most meticulously. Of this better mediator, Paul says, a mediator is not a mediator of one. We are the offending party. God is the party offended. The offense is of such a nature that God cannot pardon it. Neither can we render adequate satisfaction for our offenses. There is discord between God and us. Could not God revoke his law? No. How about running away from God? It cannot be done. It took Christ to come between us and God and to reconcile God to us. How did Christ do it? Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Colossians 2:14. This one word, mediator, is proof enough that the law cannot justify. Otherwise, we should not need a mediator. In Christian theology, the law does not justify. In fact, it has the contrary effect. The law alarms us, it magnifies our sins, until we begin to hate the law and its divine author. Would you call this being justified by the law? Can you imagine a more errant outrage than to hate God and to abhor his law? What an excellent law it is! Listen, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods. Showing mercy unto thousands, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land. Exodus 20, verse 2, 3, 6, and 12. Are not these excellent laws, perfect wisdom? Let not God speak with us, lest we die, cried the children of Israel. Is it not amazing that a person should refuse to hear things that are good for him? Any person would be glad to hear, I should think, that he has a gracious God who shows mercy unto thousands. Is it not amazing that people hate the law that promotes their safety and welfare? E.g., thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. The law can do nothing for us except to arouse the conscience. Before the law comes to me, I feel no sin, but when the law comes, sin, death, and hell are revealed to me. You would not call this being made righteous. You would call it being condemned to death and hellfire. Verse 20. But God is one. God does not offend anybody. Therefore, he needs no mediator. But we offend God. Therefore, we need a mediator. And we need a better mediator than Moses. We need Christ.